Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com. It's great to be with you today. Today I want to talk about spiritual worship. Israel was an earthly people. Their hope was on the earth. They looked forward to an earthly kingdom when the Lord would occupy the throne of his father David. They were not concerned about heavenly places. And there is no mention in the Old Testament of a man hoping to go to heaven. Since the calling of Israel was an earthly calling, their rituals and ordinances were made up of earthly elements. In worship, they used sacrifices and altars. They had a certain place where they could meet God and worship Him. They used music in their worship, and in the case of David, he even danced before the Lord in worship. The tabernacle was the appointed place of worship at the first, and it was pitched wherever God commanded that it should be placed. When the temple was built, it was built in Jerusalem, and that was the place a man could go to meet God and worship Him. The Samaritans broke off, and they erected a temple in Mount Gerizim. Forgive my pronunciation. So one day, the question regarding the place of worship was asked of our Lord Jesus. See John 4. He did not say which was the right place, Gerizim or Jerusalem, but he did have something to say about the manner of worship in the future. He said this, "The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. This worship is not confined to a certain location. If that's the case, some elements must be left out." Now, we have some directions for this spiritual worship for today in Ephesians 5:18-21. The Apostle Paul says this, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves," now notice that, "not to others, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs," now notice, "not solos and anthems that are sung to audiences, singing and making melody in your heart," notice, "not in a church, to the Lord," not to a congregation, "giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This is true spiritual worship, that which is pleasing to God for today." So even in the question of worship, right division is the key. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrone.com.